Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiya and welcome to the Red Men Bite Size Podcast. I'm Chloe Bloxham. It is Wednesday the 10th of April and today I'm going to be running through all the LFC news from the past 24 hours. And we will start it off with an update on Amorim, who there was rumours over the past couple of days that he had agreed personal terms with the club. However, James Pearce recently put out that Amorim is clearly a strong contender for the LFC job, but senior club sources are adamant he hasn't been offered the job and no verbal agreement has been agreed. Club still doing due diligence around a number of variable candidates, which obviously that includes the likes of De Zerbi and a couple of others who are going under the radar a little bit more, but it does seem with everything that's coming out that Amorim is the man for us, but we will have to wait for more confirmed news on that. With them being in a title race and Liverpool also being in a title race, you're going to have to expect it to be closer to the end of the season, or if not, when the season is done, but it does look like we are really going after him. Moving on then, for a couple of months now, Luis Diaz has been wanted by PSG, but they were all just rumours. You know, his dad came out and spoke about Barcelona and Real Madrid and how he'd like to go there at some point if he got the chance. However, the interest is real for PSG's side, and also Liverpool have apparently set a price tag. Luis Diaz's name continues to be linked to Paris Saint-Germain in addition to Barcelona, as another report puts his future at Liverpool under the spotlight. The 27-year-old is close to completing his second full season at Liverpool after joining the club in January of 2022. He's played 89 times and scored 24 goals. However, through the Telegraph, they've added their fuel to the fire. The report states that Luis Diaz is basically looking to leave Liverpool, which I'm not going to lie, wouldn't surprise me with all of the talk that's been going on. And there is a lot of rumoured transfer talk that you can just ignore, but this continues to pop up. And with his dad also getting involved, it doesn't make me feel great when we're in a title race. I don't think all of these reports should be coming out when Liverpool are in a title race, and yet here they are. They've said that the summer interest from Barcelona and PSG is real, and that the club, Liverpool, have him valued at around 75 million, which for some could actually be a price tag in which we'd let Luis Diaz go. It's one of them where there's not a lot on the market to replace him. However, 75 mil is a lot of money for a lad who isn't as productive, doesn't have as much of an end product as maybe Liverpool would want. But yeah, it's a situation where I'm not sure there's much better out there on the market. However, 75 mil is a lot for Luis Diaz. So it would be one to think about. Diaz's contract situation is cited for uncertainty as well. Despite having 3 years left on his remaining deal, which is a lot more than obviously the likes of Trent, who we are in desperate need of, you know, adding more to his contract. But Diaz is not the club's top priority. And I guess when he's got 3 years on his deal already, you can actually say, well, yeah, he doesn't need a new contract. But Liverpool are very much a side that increases someone's wages year on year if you hit targets, if you know reach new heights. You know, Alisson Becker had an improved deal for how big he was for Liverpool. So it is a little bit strange at the fact that maybe there's not more talk, especially with the fact that Salah could leave at the end of the season. You'd think that Liverpool would want to, you know, kind of offer the other two, and Nunes and Diaz, concrete long extensions to make sure they stay, and at least we have a base for the front three. The interest from PSG is described as real by the Colombian reporter. I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to say his last name, Sierra. And he was the one who was one of the first ones to actually come out and say that Diaz was going to Liverpool. Liverpool's number seven shares an agent, Raul Costa, with the front runner to replace Jurgen Klopp, Ruben Amorim, which hopefully, you know, could mean that he stays. But we will have to wait for that. But the exit links are almost certainly all coming from the player's side, with his agent said to have recently paid a visit to his client in Liverpool. But he could have had other meetings scheduled too. That's what I mean. His dad just keeps yapping on about this, and it's quite frankly doing my head in. But yeah, that is the latest on Luis Diaz. I think over the last couple of months we have known that there is rumours there around PSG specifically and also Barcelona. But the fact that we've apparently put a price tag on him, you know, doesn't fill me with confidence that he's 100% going to stay this summer and Liverpool don't have a kind of a big deal to make. Moving on then, Europa League. Yes, we are back in that competition on Thursday. But the final ticket allocation for the final, if Liverpool do get there, has been announced. And it is quite shocking, but are we surprised? Absolutely not. It's obviously going to be in Ireland, and it's less than 58% of the tickets actually going to supporters, which is just absolutely mad. I think we are getting 12,000, which means whoever faces us in the final also gets 12,000. And that is literally half of the stadium's capacity, which is an absolute joke. So that is absolutely crap. If we do get there, a lot of people are going to be missing out on final tickets. I'd assume it'd be a 1 in 7, 1 in 8 in terms of a ballot result. But yeah, it is absolutely ridiculous. FSEs, which is obviously to do with making sure Football Supporters Europe gets the allocation that they deserve. They demand to provide at least 66% of tickets to the final team. However, UEFA just have decided not to do that. Based on previous experiences, a higher allocation of tickets for general sale will significantly fuel back market ticket activity, exploiting fans, which, you know, always happens, especially considering that UEFA will do a ballot for just neutrals, and in that means that they will then go on third parties and try and sell those tickets for extortionate prices, especially with it potentially being Jurgen Klopp's last trophy that he could win. The Aviva Stadium obviously holds 48,000, but only 12,000 go to Liverpool, which is just once again a joke. The tickets allocated to the fans of the finalists will be cheapest on offer at €40, with general side tickets starting at €65. The two teams reaching the Champions League final, which obviously isn't what we're involved in. However, it being Wembley, we all know how big of a stadium that is. We've won there already this season, and teams of that will only receive 25,000 tickets, which is just an absolute joke as well. So yeah, UEFA doing everyone's head in as per usual. Greed is a big thing in this world.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Right, we're going to look at an injury update then, and it is good news finally for Liverpool. Alisson, Jota, Trent and Bajetic were all back in full team training on Tuesday. A lot of those players have been out for a lot amount of time, so the game on Thursday does come too soon for them to all start. However, we hope that we can get them back in some capacity for that game. Just being able to bring the likes of Jota and Trent on when we're, you know, hopefully 2-0 up with 15 to go, 20 to go, that would be absolutely unbelievable. The squad depth there, having them back, the quality of those players, I cannot wait to see them be able to have a say in this title race, hopefully, and hopefully winning a Europa League. But yeah, they all returned back to full team training on Tuesday. Can have some time on the pitch on Thursday if they all get through the next couple of days. However, we obviously know they won't start, but that looks good for Sunday. It looks good for next Thursday. And that's truthfully the most important part, getting these players back up to speed, back to top fitness, and being able to use them in this title race. The last story I'm going to talk to you about is a bit of a mad one, and it's an exclusive from The Athletic, and that is, I am going to say this person's name wrong, but we're going to try, Andreas Slumberger will leave LFC at the end of the season. The club's head of recovery and performance will return to Germany when the curtain comes down on Jürgen Klopp's tenure as manager. His exit is amicable. And that is another mad one. We've, in the last year or so, we've seen quite a lot of the backroom staff leave. You know, it started with Michael Edwards, who's finally back. He's done a full circle. But we have lost, you know, quite the head of analysis, you know, Ian Graham. We've lost quite a lot of backroom staff, and we're losing another one in Andreas. But hopefully Liverpool will have that sorted. You know, it's one where it feels like he's leaving alongside Jürgen Klopp. He knew Jürgen Klopp before Jürgen Klopp kind of brought him in. So yeah, it's another situation and another kind of position that Liverpool need to fill. However, they've done well so far filling the positions that we need, so hopefully that can be all done by the end of the season, so that we're ready to go into pre-season, which, by the way, another pre-season tour date is being added. Liverpool have added a third date to that. I've just moved on to another story in between it. They will now face Real Betis in Pittsburgh on July 26th. They obviously already have announced that they will face Arsenal in Philadelphia on July 31st. And Man United in South Carolina on August the 3rd. So yeah, our pre-season tour of America seems like it might be 100% fully sorted. But yeah, everything is sorted, and hopefully we can bring another coach back in. He worked alongside Klopp for Dortmund, by the way. He was their rehabilitation coach, and he was under contract until the summer of 2025, but has reached an agreement with the club to depart in May. So Liverpool need to get on that as well. But yeah, that is all the news for today. It's an upbeat news because everyone is back in some capacity to play for Liverpool, aside from Thiago and Mata, but we always knew that they would not be available for the rest of the season, probably. But anyway, thanks for joining me. Until the next one, up the Reds.